twinkle, like eyes of flashing teeth. Whose eyes are these that watch us so many light years beneath? It seems so very cold up there, so far from island Earth. We've wanted just to join them since the moment of our birth. There's aliens in our midst. 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 This friend of mine, he was 5 years old. He dressed up in his sister's clothes, and his daddy got so mad that he beat him with a rubber hose. But he grew up okay and made his way to junior high. And as things were happening, he fell in love, and he gave his ring to another guy. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens in our midst. There's aliens.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 446. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We're back after a week away. Not a planned week, just one where the week got away from me and I didn't have time to record a podcast. Sometimes that happens. I hope you'll forgive me. We started off this week with a track from Cincinnati's Wussy. The song was called Aliens in Our Midst, and that's on the band's new album, What Heaven Is Like, that came out today, May 18th, on Shake It and Damnably Records. That song is actually a cover from a band called The Twinkies, though I didn't know anything about that band or even that the song was a cover until I'd been with the album for a few weeks. But I like it, and the heart wants what the heart wants. That's an album that you're going to have to listen to probably a few times to really catch up with. There's a lot of things happening. They are a very sophisticated band underneath all those raging guitars. But it doesn't jump out at me like the last album did, but it's very good. And you're going to want to spend some time with it, and you're going to find all the good things in there that you want as well. Let's see. Lots of music for you this week. I think all of it's good. Let's jump into a track here from Marine Girls. The song is called Lazy Ways.
Thank you.
had a quick set there, ending off there with the Catherines. That song was called If You Knew What's Behind Her Smile, You Wouldn't Want to Make Her Happy. A long title, but it's on the band's self-titled debut, which came out March of this year, March 21st, on Mondo Canapé Records. That is the project of Heiko Schneider, who's based out of Hamburg in Germany. And I guess he's been in other bands, but decided he wanted something that really paid homage to Twee and C86, went and created that album, and he did a very good job. Before that, we heard from Marine Girls, one of those bands that was a C86 band. The song is called Lazy Ways, and it is the title track from the band. Second album came out in April of 1983 on Cherry Red Records. We heard a track from them just a few weeks ago from their debut, and I enjoyed that so much that I went and picked up the second album as well. That's kind of how things work. Anyway, more music for you. I've got a track here from Eternal Summers. This song is called Oblivious.
Save me, oblivious, miss.
that's a set I can get behind. A couple of bands there that I like their previous records, and I like their new ones, so yay for consistency. Starting things out there was Eternal Summers with a song Oblivious. That's on the album Every Day It Feels Like I'm Dying, which came out May 4th of this year on Novato Records, a band out of Roanoke, Virginia there. That album feels a little rougher than the previous ones, and that one there has that nice guitar solo that just rips. Not quite as twee as past efforts, but still a very good record. And then we heard from Remember Sports, previously known as Sports, from Philadelphia. The track I played is Making It Right. It's on the band's new album, Slow Buzz, that came out today, May 18th, on Father Daughter Records. And it is a very good record with some very good singles, and I think everyone's all about that already. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I'll make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, not a lot of time, more music for you. Gonna jump into something a little louder. This is Arson Class with the song The Degradation of Saturday Night.
The blood that filled the hearts that'll never flow to blame.
See, I told you this week was full of good stuff. That is Big Ups with the song Tell Them. That's on the new album Two Parts Together, which came out today, May 18th, on Exploding in Sound, that band out of Brooklyn. When Kate hears that band, she thinks kind of screamo. When I hear him, I just think of Slint, and that makes me very happy. That album there is one that I've been looking forward to, and I'm so glad it happened, because I wasn't sure it was gonna. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's own Arson Class. The song The Degradation of Saturday Night is on the new EP American Machine that the band put out themselves on May 6th, I think. And I think that's digital only, so you can find that one on Bandcamp, and I suggest you do. Those woes are just so nice. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. I need to remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 446. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, whatever, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's some great things happening. Tonight is Godspeed You Black Emperor at the Record Bar. That is a sold-out show. On the 19th, Slow Death is playing at Revolution Records with a couple of other bands, I think Altered Beasts or Inner Altar, oh, I forget which, but a hardcore show happening at Revolution Records. On the 21st, Y-Oak is at the Record Bar, or Japan Droids are at the Truman. On the 23rd, Decemberists are coming into the Uptown. On the 29th, Head in the Heart is coming to Starlight. And then looking into June a little bit, Parquet Courts, the Granada on the 1st, Harmar Superstars at the Record Bar on the 7th, or you can head out to the suburbs and see the Romantics at Town Center. You can probably do both. That one probably will be a evening show, and I think it's free, and hey, nostalgia, right? Anyway, we'll look more on the concert calendar later. Looking at the website, so much has popped up because we didn't do a podcast last week. You'll find photos and video and my thoughts on the TSL Dropper Grand Sidewalk Celebrity Show. You'll find photos and videos of the Architects Sluts Company Retreat Show. You'll find photos and video of the Heavy Figs, Chad Rex, Old Chelsea and Big Iron Show, and my thoughts on that show as well. Photos from the Workers Revival Fest are out there. So that included Downtown Boys, Friendship Commander, Red Kate, New Black City, and Ebony Tusk. So photos and videos of that one. Lots of video for that one. And then also photos and video out there of the Hipshot Killer, Runaway Sons, and Varma Cross Show. And by the time you hear this, there'll probably even be the ones up there of the Skating Polly and Charlie Bliss Show. So it's been busy. Too much rock, as they say. Anyway, I'm going to play one track left for you here. It's a new cut from Frank Turner's album, Be More Kind. Came out May 4th on Extra Mile or Polydor, depending on where you are in the world. The song I'll play is called 1933. This album is a departure for Frank, and he tried to... it was a conscious effort as he entered more electronic sounds. I don't think it's very different than what we've seen in the past. It's certainly not him with an acoustic guitar railing, but it's not that far from it. I enjoy this track. I enjoy this album. It doesn't blow my mind, but he's coming to town, and I'm sure that will blow my mind because he's coming with a really good lineup. I forget who, though, but really good. Anyway, let's end things here. I've rambled enough. This is Frank Turner with the song 1933.
Shoes, that everything will work out no matter what we choose. it's 1933, so I'm hitting the bar. Taking your house, burning down for the dawn.